It is now 2 a.m. and no one has come to kick me out. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to close the playlist. I'm going to log off this thing. And I suppose I'll just kind of let the computer play music because it's just kind of a subtle reminder that, in fact, I am not needed here. I am redundant. Redundant? Oh, and I'll also mention that you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I have to say that on the top and bottom of every hour, and sometimes I fail, but don't tell people that because otherwise I'll get in trouble. Okay, let's figure out how this works. It's been a while since I've had to do this, but what I do is I turn this slider up and I push this button, and then I start playing things. And so I hope you enjoy the computer music. I usually don't like it as much, but I might be a little bit... I like people playing music because then I feel like I'm learning about the people. And there's a personal aspect there, and there's a vulnerability there as well. But the computer can also play music, and I guess I shouldn't be too picky about that. It's just doing what it has to do. And so, I'm going to play the music. And I hope you enjoy what the computer has to offer. Or you can go to bed, and that's fine too. Whatever you want to do is probably okay. Just make sure you're taking care of yourself, because honestly, you deserve to be taken care of, and you deserve the love you give yourself and the love others give you. Just to rehash that point, because, like, I do mean it. I feel like the more I say I mean it, the more it sounds like I don't, but I do. I don't really want to stop talking. That's a problem with me, in general. Well, not in real life. In real life, I'm pretty bad at talking. On the radio, it's a whole other can of worms. But I'm bad at goodbyes. And this is a goodbye. Once again, in real life, I'm fine with goodbyes. I'm just like, see ya. And then maybe I don't see them ever again. And I don't really think about that when I say goodbye to people. Maybe I should. But I don't. And I won't. Because that's a lot to handle. Like, on an everyday sort of basis. Oh my God. Okay. I'm going to play music. I'm going to put the computer on to play music. You might go to bed or you might... Okay, this is terrible. I'm saying the same things over and over again, and I'm so sorry. And I'm gonna have to cut myself off before this just really gets messy. Because it's headed that way. I'm full on rambling now. And you've probably tuned off. Why are you still... Okay. Okay. We're going to calm down. I hope you have a wonderful night and a wonderful week. I'll be back next week. I'm excited to be back next week and to share this experience with you again. And hopefully I remember how to play music here. So I love you. You're wonderful. And please do take care.
You betcha, yeah.
Kosher.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you be any more specific?
Yeah. You're darn tootin'.
91.5 WMFO.
Medford.
End of story.
Thank you.
after school. See, I've been fooling around with my rosary. Refuse to be something so easily molded and thrown away.
It's not that we're angry, it's just that we're both a little lukewarm. Yeah, 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 yeah. Think back to when a kiss was more than hello, goodbye. When I noticed your haircuts and when you told me white lies. Words like I love you were more than habit unchecked. You made me feel like I could walk on water. Now I'm up to my neck. Maybe it's something I said, and maybe it's something I did. Maybe there's no special reason, but baby, why won't you admit it? Recently what we had going has run its course and gone. It's not that we're cold, it's not that we're angry, it's just that we're both a little lukewarm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lukewarm. Recently what we had going run its course and gone. It's not that we're cold, it's not that we're angry, it's just that we're both a little lukewarm.
No. Oh, that.
And you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
That.
invisible. Keep landing in disguise, dark and predictable. Here I am. Here I am. You're making a name. Here I am. Be all you can be is such a catchy phrase. Get in line, don't waste their time, don't look for praise. Here I am.
Mom, why is the sky blue? Why don't animals talk? Why do dogs have wet noses? Why is an 11 pronounced 1T1?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
Why do I have a belly button?
But you don't have to know every answer.
Why is the ocean salty?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
Why are there 50 states?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
Why is pizza round?
They just need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Crossing over now. Hi there, I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
Deny that something's wrong, but what it is remains a mystery. The obvious somehow avoids detection, so he's been that way, you see. And though I lack the advantage of perspective and objectivity, I'm beginning to suspect I just might be my own worst enemy. Well, I hit it out for Boston just a kid. It was 1979. I was following my true love, didn't know the trouble I would find. Though at the time I used to say, why does it seem that trouble's always finding me? I'm beginning to suspect that even then I was my own worst enemy. Now it's 17 years later, I'm still here, feeling tired, feeling old. I might make it through the month on the money from the guitar I just sold. The finer points of making a living just don't come naturally. I'm beginning to suspect I still might be my own worst enemy. Just fight myself. I'll provide my own opposition. I don't need nobody's help. I sure don't know what's at the core of this masochistic personality, but I'm beginning to suspect I've always been my own worst. Shut up now, I've said enough, that's for damn sure. But just you wait and see, I kick myself as I head out the back door. When I get home, I might as well lock myself up, throw away the key. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy.
is Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.